McAdams says the economic recession forced the county to tighten its belt in a number of ways. Employees, for instance, haven't had a raise in 5 years. So he's proposing a 2.5% across-the-board pay increase, as well as the full restoration of retirement packages to pre-recession levels. His proposal also includes funding for an after-school program in Sandy and the expansion of county health plans to include autism coverage.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that 1 in 47 individuals in Utah fall on the autism disorder spectrum. Supporting our employees' efforts to care for and educate their autistic children results in a more productive and less distracted workforce.
McAdams' proposal also sets aside about $800,000 to connect pedestrian trails and bikeways across the county and provides funding for 2 new community theaters, one in West Valley City and the other in Cottonwood Heights. He says none of these efforts required Salt Lake County government to increase spending in 2014.
So one of the things that we have done is restructured kind of how things work in county government to try and do things more efficiently and carry out our goal as a convening metropolitan government.
This is McAdams' first budget proposal since he took office in January. Prior to his appointment, the Salt Lake County Council approved a 16.2% property tax increase days after voters agreed to spend $47 million on a parks and trails bond. The County Council will review McAdams' proposal before adopting a final budget in mid-December. Whitney Evans, KUER News.